everyone. This is Meredith Eisenberg. Welcome back to Solo Biz Bites, Email Marketing Edition. And throughout this month, we are sharing tips and tricks with you to help you improve email marketing in your business. And if you want the coached version of this podcast, you can check that out at solobizhacker.com/listgrow. You can go through and get text for each challenge, exercises, and get our personal feedback as you go through. So that's a pretty good deal. So go check that out at solobizhacker.com/listgrow. So today I want to talk about how to hold people's feet to the fire to help them take the action that you want them to take to actually push that button to sign up for your lead magnet or buy whatever you're selling or whatever it is you want people to do. And so, you know, you have a great product and you really want people to learn about it. And it kind of doesn't matter if it's your own product or an affiliate product. If you have a good offer, a lot of times you can hold people's feet to the fire and increase your conversion by creating some urgency. And so there's some different ways that you can do this. And as long as you find a way to encourage your reader to take action quickly or miss out, you'll make more sales because people are just like that. If they can wait, then they'll be, I'll do this later. I'll think about it later. So you want to encourage people to not be distracted by whatever it is that's distracting them and to go ahead and click on that link and buy that thing now while the iron is hot. So one of the easiest ways, of course, to do urgency is if you have a product that has a limited supply. So like, you know, back in the day, 1,000 years ago, there was a specific kind of doll that everyone wanted for Christmas. And so people would pay a lot of money and they would buy the dolls because there wouldn't be any dolls left. Right now, Popeyes is trying to do that with its chicken sandwich and people are like, it's going to sell out. You better get it while it's here. And then people will, you know, buy it. And so that's one way to, you know, create urgency. You know, you can only produce so much of X before the big day. So people are really excited to buy one. And so if you have a physical product, like, you know, a print book or a workbook or something like that, then, you know, that's kind of easy to do that. And also if you're, you know, have a service or something like that, and you're like, I can only take 10 people or 3 clients at this price. Would you like to be one of the 3? I only have so much room in my class. That's another way of creating the urgency. Since your time is limited, you know, you can only do so many. And so that automatically creates urgency for you. But, you know, if you have a purely digital product, it's an online do-it-yourself video course. You can't really make a case for a limited supply because you're not really involved in it once people get it. You can create urgency by creating a limited time offer. So you can say, well, the first 100 people who sign up get X bonus. Or maybe there's a coupon that lasts for a week where people get a lower price. That also creates urgency and forces people to act in a certain way. Now, the thing about that is you have to keep your word on that. So if you have limited time offers, make them truly limited. Make the sales page expire on the day that you say that it's going to expire. I mean, you can give people exceptions if they ask you personally, but get a reputation that says, you know, this person means it when they say that it's going to end on X day. Have it end on that day or else you'll get a reputation of, you know, oh, well, she says that it's urgent, but it really isn't. Another way to do it is to create a dime sale. And so you start the price of your product really super low, but every time someone purchases it, it goes up. And so that entices subscribers to act quickly because they'll get the best deal the faster they act and hit that buy button. So if you're working with Warrior Forum or Warrior Plus or JVZoo or any of those type of affiliate promotion platforms, you can set up a dime sale through them. And then you start out with a really low introductory dime sale offer. And then you have things cost more as people go through the funnel. The reason why creating urgency is such a powerful way to improve conversion is because it really puts a stop to that internal conversation that you have when you buy something that isn't quite a quick impulse buy. Because you can get really stuck in this, right? Weighing the pros and the cons and trying to make the best possible buying decision. By adding a little bit of urgency and putting people's feet to the fire, you can stop that conversation because people need to take action. And so you can urge the prospect to go ahead and purchase. And of course, you know, the product is going to be a good fit and it's going to be, you know, such a good value that at the end, your customers will be like, thank goodness, like she had a timer on that so that I bought it because now my business has improved for having taken advantage of her product. So speaking of that, if you want to work through this with us, check out the coached version of this challenge. You can do that at solobizhacker.com/listgrow. And I will see you guys next time.